This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. We go to Dave at Allen Park. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right,
Dave. Doing good.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing that we've made it to a point in the NFL that teams are talking about us embarrassing them instead of us being embarrassed in the NFL.
Yep.
Dave, you know, we go out there. Go ahead.
You're 100% right. This is all part of still trying to get used to this. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get used to it. Probably after if Detroit, the Lions compete for the Super Bowl the next 3-4 years, I might get used to it. But we're talking about a lifetime of being mocked. Sometimes mocked, sometimes so irrelevant that everybody was apathetic towards us. So I hear you, Dave. It's weird to get used to this.
Yeah, I agree. And another thing. I think maybe all these trick plays that we're rolling out there, it's something that they can put in their cap, and the other teams are going to have to think twice before we've seen them do this before. And then it's like, you know, there's just too much for them to comprehend. I think Ben Johnson's on another level with his play calling.
I think he is. And I think, Dave Phipp, the special teams guy, is brilliant because that stat that they threw up during the Minnesota game, I think it was, that since Dan Campbell got to Detroit, at the time, the Lions were 9 of 11 on fake punts, and the rest of the league was 21 of 39, meaning the Lions ran fake punts way more than everybody else, and their success rate was way better than the league average. And then, of course, they failed the fake punt, and so they're 9 of 12, but is that trying to embarrass you, or would every team on the planet love to extend a drive with a fake punt that works?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's all I had. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening. Whitmer writes in, there is no mercy in the NFL. This isn't college. There is no mercy in the NFL. Is this Little League? Writes an unnamed texter.
Oh, boy.
This is your job. Are we joking? I'm glad we're the embarrasser, not the embarrassed. Keith writes in, there's no running up the score in the NFL. It's not like it's Ohio State against Youngstown State with a huge talent differential. Score as much as you can. Christoph and Fenton writes in, these are, quote, we're really good at football. End quote, problems.
We are really good at football. It's fun to say that. It's fun to be proud of the team that plays professional football in this town again.
Yep.
It's been a long time since we've been that like that. You know, I think they made the playoffs in the 90s with the Barry years. It was something like 6 out of 9 years they made the playoffs. And that was a real fun run. Unfortunately, it was only one postseason where they really went anywhere. The other ones ended with each game because they, as we know, they had only won one playoff game since 1957 up until last year. But this team is so much fun that we haven't had back-to-back confident years like we're having right now. Wow. We knew last year was going to be a good football team. And then this year, they're just backing up. We know they're a good football team, and now we're kind of chesty about it. They're doing the right things. They're signing players to extensions that are coming up. We feel like there is a definite foundation for this team for years to come, that this window isn't just open for the next 30 minutes. Like, this could be open for a while, and hopefully it is. This is exciting times to be a Lions fan.
Well, you know what the other thing this might be a sign of, too? And it's only a matter of time before it becomes a prevailing thought. Let's face it. Right now, like, we had that guy called the Lions fan call from New York earlier this week. And obviously the New York teams aren't very good. And I said to him, the guy's a lifelong Lions fan living in New York. And I said, what do your New York friends say about it? And his New York friend said, you guys deserve this. You're a fun team to watch. We got a call from DC the other day. Same thing. We get people around the country that right now the Lions to the rest of the country has been a fun story. I don't know if just one player saying it means this. It also could be the sign that worm is starting to turn. If a team has a ton of success, there's almost no way that you keep that status as a fun story that actually everybody isn't against. Like, if the Lions won a Super Bowl, it would be, I think there's still people around the league to be like, well, good for them. Let's face it, that fan base. But that McKinney soundbite saying the Lions trying to embarrass people, it might be infectious in Green Bay, where we are no longer like the cute story that people can get behind and root for. Kind of the way I feel about the Washington Commanders right now. Like, the Commanders, even though they might become a real rival in the NFC here this year, but it might be a sign that storyline where we're a team that people don't hate might be coming to an end.
I think you have to like win it though. Like, I think, you know, they haven't gotten there yet.
No.
I think, like, with the Chiefs, I think you see people are starting to turn on the Chiefs a little bit. They've won a lot. Now they find certain things annoying. The Mahomes family or whatever, or Kelsey, the whole Taylor Swift issue.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she's some kind of singer. I don't know. But the Lions, I think that until they actually win it, yeah. I don't think we're going to, like, people are still like that. You said it. The fan base has been through so much. The country knows. We've been beaten down. And Dan Campbell's such a likable guy right now.
Yep.
You know? I think we're still lovable.
There is, it has a shelf life.
Yes, of course.
And I don't, like I said, I don't know that just because McKinney has come out and said they try to embarrass people means that worm might be starting to turn here a little bit. But.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, King. And I think you do have to win. And I think you have to win a lot to be that way. And it's winning championships. Because even though some of the people are starting to turn on the Chiefs, and there's reason to because the things you mentioned, but then when you were talking like with Campbell and that, like, Andy Reid is still fun. Like, Andy Reid, I think we're all still going to remember Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick, you know, looking like he's 10 feet tall against 2-year-olds.
That was fine.
Or Andy Reid reaching across to grab the nuggies and have them in a restaurant with Patrick Mahomes. But it is starting to slowly erode the other way for the Chiefs. I hope it's a long way from that, from the Lions, but the Lions need to do their share in order to get teams to or people to hate them.
Kang's right though. The Lions haven't accomplished squat yet. I mean, it's cool. It's cool some of the stuff that they're doing, but if they do happen, if the Lions do happen to get to the Super Bowl and face the Chiefs, I feel like the country will be on our side. For now, maybe not in Green Bay. Maybe if the Lions go out and have the audacity to run a few trick plays on Sunday and they work. Heaven forbid we stoop to that low.
I mean, we all want to see Penei Sewell one-on-one with McKinney, right? In the open field.
Like in the open field?
Yes.
Toss sweep, Penei Sewell.
Flatten them. <him. laughs> Right.
Student body.
Sorry, right? Not sorry.
Yeah. Taylor Decker out in front. Sewell with the ball in his hands. I mean, there's no doubt that right now, it's 100% certainty that Sewell will be a part of a trick play.
Well, Ben Johnson said it again this week. We have a lot of guys that can throw the ball.
When he made that comment, I started to laugh. He said it with this wry smile. It was funny.
You know, it was a while when John L. Smith took over at Michigan State. There were like, I don't know how many games in a row or how many games in the season. It felt like there was a different guy each week, a different wide receiver that was throwing passes because they all had a background of being high school quarterbacks. But there were literally like four guys, the four different wide receivers that threw passes in games. And it was like, how much more are you going to do this? How many more guys can throw? But with the Lions, isn't it like, okay, let's see Penei Sewell throw it once and then let's move on. Like, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to start creating an offense around it.
Well, no. And you want to see it at the right time, too. But it's like, it's one of those things, it's such a guilty pleasure. And do you unveil that a couple years from now, or is this something you want to see now? Everyone wants to see the big guy throw a football.
Yep. All right. So an NFL GM talked about a trade proposal for the Lions. It's a go big or go home move that many of you have called for. Make them an offer they can't refuse. We'll play it for you today at 11:18.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app